Bing, where's Jimmy Stewart?
Stewart?
Well, yeah. Gee, sure anxious to see him. He's such a wonderful, sweet, lovable person.
He is, huh? Whatever gave you that impression?
Well, Bing, haven't you ever seen him in pictures? I saw him the other night, and he's such a nice, honest, easygoing fella.
You're out of your mind. Stewart is a first-class cad.
Jimmy Stewart?
Yes.
The Jimmy Stewart I'm so crazy about in pictures?
The Jimmy Stewart everybody's so crazy about in pictures, yeah. Sure, on the screen he's a sweet, lovable, honest guy, but in real life, why, he'd double-cross you faster than a Mickey Finn.
What? Why, Bing, I just can't believe that about Jimmy. Why, he wouldn't hurt a fly.
I'm talking about what he does to people.
Well, I thought you and Jimmy were great pals.
We were.
What happened between you two? Did Jimmy make a record of White Christmas or something?
No. No, it's deeper than that. He really pulled a dirty trick on me, that boy. You see, Ken, I was sitting at home the other evening, filing Hope's name off some golf trophies. I want them from him. And the phone rang. Hello?
Hello, Bing?
Yeah?
This is Jimmy Stewart.
Well, hello, Jimsy. How's the boy?
Oh, just awful, Bing.
What's the matter?
Well, Bing, something terrible just happened.
Golly, don't tell me our pyramid has collapsed.
No, it's even worse than that. This is a catastrophe. Bing, now you've just got to get over here right away.
Oh, but Jim, I can't go out now. I'm wearing my bedroom slippers and an old bathrobe. Yeah.
Well, if you're not going out, what are you all dressed up for?
I'm just eccentric. But, Jim, what's the big emergency anyway?
Well, I can't tell you over the phone, Bing. This is a party line, and I share it with Luella.
Well, Hedda is on mine. We both better shut up.
Yeah. Well, hurry right over, Bing. Now, step on it. I'm in real serious trouble.
I'm on my way, pal. But don't hang up the phone yet. Hedda wants to say something to Luella.
Oh.
I'll see you in a few minutes, Jim.
Bing, at last. I thought you'd never get here.
Well, I had a little trouble with my car. It's a good thing you just live across the street.
Yeah. Well, why didn't you walk right in? Oh, you didn't have to knock first.
Well, I promised Humphrey Bogart I'd knock on any door.
Oh, I see.
Now, what's the big emergency, Jim?
Well, here, let me take your bathrobe.
This is my shirt.
Oh.
I made a quick change. What's troubling you, Jim?
Well, Bing, maybe you'll think I'm crazy, but I'm in an awful jam. You see, Bing, I'm a bachelor.
Well, a lot of single men are bachelors.
I know, Bing, and I've been a bachelor all my life, but tonight, something happened.
Jim, you got a wife?
No, a baby.
A baby?
Now, don't jump to conclusions, Bing. It's not what you're thinking, if you're thinking what I think you're thinking. Only I don't think you'd think that because it's impossible.
Keep talking. Get yourself out
you
of
see,
this.
Bing, it's my cousin's baby, mm-hmm. The married one.
Mm-hmm.
You see, she and her husband left the baby here so they could go to the movies. It's just the worst thing that ever happened to me. I don't know what to do with a baby. I don't even know how to fold a handkerchief from my pocket.
Me either. I paint mine on.
Oh?
But Jim, I can't understand your cousins. This is the darnest thing I've ever heard of. Seems to me if they're going to go gallivanting around to movies all the time, they should have a regular babysitter.
Well, they have, but she couldn't work tonight. She's having a baby.
Going into business for herself.
Yeah. Well,
that's what I like about America. Everybody's got a chance to make good. But, Jim, if you're in trouble with a baby, why call on me?
Why call on you? Bing, you've burnt more babies than Dad's old-fashioned root beer.
That's all behind me, Jim. I'm sorry. I've got to go. I'll see you around. Good
no,
luck,
you can't walk out on me now. No. I've got a baby in the bedroom.
I don't care if you got a lady in the balcony.
No.
Gone.
No, I thought we were friends. I'm scared to death of that kid. I don't know the first thing about handling babies,
well,
Bing.
Nothing to it. They're just like people.
Now, please, Bing, now stop edging toward the door here. Now, Geraldine may wake up any minute, and, well, darn it, I don't even know which end the talcum powder goes on.
Put a little on both ends. I gotta go.
What? But how do I know when she needs talc?
Well, when she starts yelling and talking, you start changing in talcum.
I see. That's what scared me.
Nonsense, nonsense. I'll be seeing you, Jim. There's nothing to worry about. There's one thing about babies. Once they're asleep, they sleep like babies. It's a sin.
Huh? Hey, what's that?
It's mice, I think.
Bing.
Good night, Jim.
Bing, bing.
I've got to go, yes.
No.
I'll see you, Jim. Good luck to you.
Bing. Look, you can't run away from this, Bing. Now, at Valley Forge, did our forefathers retreat? No. In Cuba, when the Rough Riders charged on San Juan Hill, not a man fell back during the long, hard months of World War I. We didn't flinch under the fire of enemy's cannon, and in World War II, through the steaming jungles of the Pacific, across the wastelands of the African desert, in the freezing Arctic snows at Iwo Jima and Guam and Okinawa.
Oh, that was a great performance. Now go in and try it on the kid.
Crosby,
he's trying to win the Oscar over there.
Well, it doesn't have a chance. we've got to get in there. Now, you first.
Me?
Don't worry, I'll cover you up from behind.
Never mind me, you cover the baby from behind.
Better yet, Bing.
What?
You go in and make a reconnaissance tour and report back to me with a full report on the entire problem in triplicate.
The war's over, Colonel.
Oh. But something's wrong in there, Bing. Now, what is it?
It's nothing serious. It's either pin, pants, or pablum.
Oh. Well, we just can't stand here, Bing. Now, let's go in.
Well, I'll just take a peek, but boy, that's all.
Thanks. Now, I'll snap the lights on.
Okay. Well, just look at that. No.
Be careful, Bing. She's snarling. She's got a tooth, too.
Isn't she a plump little rascal, huh?
Yeah, well, she should be. You know, she eats all the time. She's had 3 bottles in the past hour.
3 bottles of milk?
No, this stuff right here. Baby oil.
Jimmy, you're supposed to rub it on her.
I do, but she keeps licking it off.
Jimmy, we're in trouble.
What's the matter?
Why, just feel under here.
I will not.
All this young lady needs is a new diaper. And we're going to change her.
Okay, turn out the lights.
Out the lights.
Of course.
Okay, snap them out. I can do this with the lights out and my eyes closed. This is nothing.
See, it was pretty dark in here. Where's the baby?
I got her.
That's my hand.
I wondered why she was wearing a ring on her ankle.
Here, I've got her.
Hang on. This will just take a second. First, I put the safety pins in my mouth. Uh-oh.
What's the matter?
Hand me some more pins.
There you are.
Hold still now. Hold still, Udi Pookie Wookie. I'll get it.
Bing.
Something seems to be stuck here.
Bing, no pull.
Must be still pinned to her shirt.
Bing, let go.
What's the matter?
You got my necktie.
Yeah, I got it now. You hold her feet. I'll just slip them down like this. There we are. All set. Turn the lights on.
Okay. Gee, Bing, thanks a lot. Hey, where's the baby? Bing, you covered the wrong end.
I told you, Jim, to hold her feet. Now leave the lights on. I guess I've been away from this thing too long. I needed a race or something. Couldn't do it by the touch system.
Look, Bing, while you're doing that and getting her back to sleep, why don't I run over to the Westwood Theater and get her folks back here?
Well, why don't I run over?
No, no, you don't know them. Now, I'll be back in just a few minutes.
Hey, now, wait a minute. Hold it.
I'll be right
wait
back.
A minute.
Now, I'm placing you in full
but
charge.
But, Jim, wait. Well, kid, looks like you and me. Sleep for you, and I'm going out and raid the Philco refrigerator. Oh, yes, yes, they are. They're real beauties. They'll love you in Philadelphia. Oh, boy, 1:15 a.m. That guy's been gone over 3 hours. Well, I might as well tune in the Philco and see if any radio stations are still on. Only takes 10 minutes to get to the theater from here. Oh, maybe he's staying for the picture or something. Hope it's Connecticut Yankee.
Hiya, folks. Here we are again with the music of Red Nichols and his five pennies coming at you from high atop Barney Dean's stylish Ventura Motor Courts overlooking beautiful Sherman Oaks. We've got a lot of celebrities, as usual, here tonight. Let's see. Oh, there's Barney Dean himself, sitting with Mr. and Mrs. Bill Gargan. They're the Pat O'Briens, Prince Mike Romanoff and his charming wife, the Groucho Marxes. And over here, sitting in a dark corner with a very charming young lady, is that sweet, lovable, shy guy from the movies, Jimmy Stewart.
Jimmy Stewart? And I'm stuck with this baby. What are you laughing at? Well, that does it. Sweet, lovable, shy Jimmy Stewart, huh? So, Ken, that's what happened.
Well, Bing, I never would have believed
well,
it.
Well, I'd appreciate it if you would.
Have you seen Jimmy since then?
No, but fortunately his cousins came by a little later and rescued me. For all I know or care, Jimmy Stewart is still sitting in that dimly lit corner overlooking beautiful Sherman Oaks. And I hope he is. But to get on with the show, Ken, if K-Star is ready.
I'm ready for anything, Bing, except babysitting.
Well, then let's make believe we're Buddy Clark and Doris Day and sing You Was.
Fine, I'll be Doris and you be Buddy, huh?
Gordon McRae will be very happy. John Scott, you be Kay Kaiser and let's go, huh?
If you were to ask me who the sweetest one I knew was, I'd say you was.
You're such a bright girl, yes. If you were to ask me who my favorite point of view was, I'd say you was.
When you're not near, my heart is inclined to waste away.
But when you're here, the funny part is, my heart is a spherical, lyrical, miracle all the day.
If you were to ask me who the apple of your eye was, I'd say I was.
You get $18.75 and 2 tickets to the Borschka Pades. If you were to ask me who your sweet potato pie was, I'd say I was.
Supposing we paid a visit to a certain preacher.
Supposing you overheard me practicing I do. And you were to ask me who the bride and groom to be was,
I'd say we was.
Me and you.
If you were to ask me who the bride and groom was, we was. Me and you.
Ah, great, Kay and Bing. Really tops. You say, folks, if you want the all-time tops in radio performance, just drop in at your dealer and say, Philco. That's the magic word that gets you tops in listening every time. And there's magic in the air nowadays, new electronic magic from the Philco Laboratories. Take a listen at your Philco dealer now. Those great new 1949 Philco radio phonograph consoles give you a sensational improvement in tone and performance, plus every new service in radio. Two-speed phonograph, FM radio, the whole works for luxurious listening. And remember, in back of every radio Philco makes are all the resources of the world's largest radio manufacturer. Research laboratories, quality materials, radio know-how, plus the capacity of the world's longest radio production line. You'll find it all pays off in the most for your radio money, the outstanding values at your dealer today from Philco, famous for quality the world over.
A lovely melody from La Belle France, first introduced in this country by Miss Edith Piaf, presented now with an English lyric and a few melodic transpositions or interpolations.
While the Angelus was ringing, calling for the evening prayer, I could hear the choir singing, and I saw you standing there. Silently I stood beside you. How my heart was beating then. For my dreams had all come true. I was safely back with you, never more to roam again. Then the great cathedral spire seemed to come alive and say, through the voices of the choir, there will be a wedding day. Then a golden ray of sunlight from a window in the sky shone upon us from above, heaven's blessing on our love. Now our love will never die. Heaven's blessings on our love. Now our love will never die.
That then represents the curtain dropper for this evening's Philco Filibuster. But before we cut out for our respective roosts, I'd like to thank K-Star for being with us.
It was fun, Bing. Thanks.
Oh, say, Bing, there's a fellow here to see you.
Who's that?
It's me, Bing, that lovable, sweet, shy guy of the movies.
Well, if it isn't Peter Lorre.
I'm sorry about the other night, Bing. You see, let's see now. At 50 cents an hour for babysitting, I must owe you about $2.25.
According to my time card, it's $3.25, and it said $3.25 in your script, too.
Oh, yes.
Thanks.
There you are.
Yes.
Who's next, with you next week?
Oh, next week, James, we do our Easter show. The Gonzaga University Glee Club is coming down from Spokane, and Peggy Lee will be with us, too.
Oh, Gonzaga's your old alma mater, isn't it?
That's right, Jim. Seems like only yesterday I was singing in the Glee Club, and now they're my guests.
Oh, time certainly flies, doesn't it?
Yes, especially when you're sitting atop Barney Dean's Ventura Motor Court overlooking beautiful Sherman Oaks.
Oh, yeah. I meant to explain that.
Too late. Baby. Good night, Jimmy.
Good night.
Good night, Kay. Good night, folks. Thanks a lot.
This program was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in to Philco Radio Time next week and hear Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins with the Mayors, and Bing's guests, Peggy Lee and the Gonzaga University Glee Club. And remember, keep your eye on your Philco dealer now for the greatest values in radio phonographs from Philco, the leader.